Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and his disciples set out for the villages of Caesarea Philippi. Along the way, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others one of the prophets." And he asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said to him in reply, "You are the Christ." Then he warned them not to tell anyone about him. He began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and rise after 3 days. He spoke this openly. Then Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. At this he turned around and, looking at his disciples, rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do." He summoned the crowd with his disciples and said to them, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This was clearly not just a spur-of-the-moment question that Jesus asked his disciples when he said, "Who do you say that I am?" Because before he asked it, he took them on a journey to the far north of Galilee, to Caesarea Philippi. And in Caesarea Philippi, you want to picture what it's like, it reminds me a lot of the UP. It really looks like that. It's forested, it's hilly, and it's beautiful. But in Caesarea Philippi, this was an area that was set up for pagan worship for hundreds of years before Jesus' time. And in fact, there is a niche carved in the side of the mountain that was an altar to an unknown god. The people were making sure they covered all their bases in doing that. But this is the spot, this spot of pagan worship that Jesus took them to ask them that question. And at first, they give the answer that all the people are, they're thinking there's something special about him that goes beyond just a good and holy man. There's something deeper. So they assume a prophet. So then he asks those closest to him, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter gives back the exact right answer. "You are the Christ." But Peter, just like us, only had part of the answer. He knew he was the Christ, but didn't know Jesus' entirety. In fact, we are incapable of knowing that. It is bigger than our vocabularies and our intellects can ever describe. Jesus' presence, his existence, is bigger than we're capable of understanding. But then Peter gives the wrong answer. As Jesus explains what it is that he must go through, Peter said, no, you don't have to do that. And then he hears those words that would have knocked him back in his shoes, "Get behind me, Satan." My guess is that was not the answer Peter wanted to hear. Well, that is not unlike us. There are times where we have the right answer, where we understand fairly well. But there are also times where we are so far off the mark. "Get behind me, Satan." Well, Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?" But I think it does us all some good on occasion as part of our prayer life to ask that same question of Jesus. "Who do you say that I am?" And then listen intently for what that answer is. Now, right off the bat, I think part of the answer is, you are my beloved child. I think we can all rest assured that that's part of our answer. But it's not all of it. And that's where we look to Jesus to be honest with us. Because in the same way Peter didn't know all of who Jesus is, we don't know all of what we are. Because we put up all kinds of blinders and rationalizations for what we do and what we say and how we act. And it's only with openness to Christ that we can begin to see what we truly are. And perhaps part of that answer is something we don't want to hear. You are my selfish child. You are my angry child. You are my distracted child. And part of it's probably good. You are my generous child. You are my loving child. You are my patient child. But we need an honest answer, because it's only in understanding who we truly are, in the raw sense, the only one that can understand that is God. It's only in gaining an understanding of that that we can repent, that we can see our lives in a new way and be called to a deeper conversion, with his eyes and his understanding and his love giving us that insight. Who do you say that I am, Lord? And help me to listen.